Phil Mossman, ladies and gentlemen.
It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. My name is Ron Sanchez, taking over from Tim Tater on this Friday afternoon. Hoping to bring you some entertainment for the next 3 hours. But before I start, I have to tell you who makes this possible. And that includes donations from Mellow Mood, offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories located at 7 Ty Lane in Bozeman, one block west of Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. And on Facebook, open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., the Windy Way Rock Shop, celebrating the beauty of the Mineral Kingdom with Montana Agritouri, rocks and fossils from around the world. Also, Himalayan Singing Bowls. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 5237 U.S. Highway 89 in Livingston. Updates and information on Facebook. And on-site energy, a Bozeman-based solar-powered contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com or by phone, 406-551-6135. Weather. Is there weather? There must be. Got a little bit of snow this morning, not much. That's Yellowstone. That won't do any good. San Francisco, that won't do any good. Bozeman is 37 right now. It'll be dropping down to 18 overnight. Saturday, it's going to be sunny, a high of 34. Sunday, about the same. So doesn't look like there's any snow in our future for the next week. That's a shame. I thought we were going to get a little more. So it goes. But I hope to get out on some skis this weekend. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region, available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads all available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's MSU Bobcat Ski Day at Bridger Bowl. Two exhibits, Carly Thaw's Hills and Hollers and Student Perspective, Reflections on a Global Pandemic, are at the Emerson Center. Raise the Roof is at the Wilson Auditorium. Brian Scolaro is at Last Best Comedy. It's Jazz Night at Red Tractor Pizza. It's Uncorked and Unplugged Night at Blend. Matt Miller and the Western Family Band are at Stacy's in Gateway. Close to Toast is at the Eagles through the weekend. DJs Take a Chance and Jen and Juice are at the Westward Social Club. And Cole and the Thorns with One Leaf perform at the Filling Station. On Saturday, the Winter's Farmers Market is at the Fairground. The Apron Challenge is at Bridger Bowl. Two new exhibits, Luster and Human Plus, are at the Museum of the Rockies. Yonder Mountain String Band plays at the Elm. Tanner Laws plays at Stacy's in Gateway. Whiz Bang is at Last Best Comedy. Moth with Speck Atlas and Orange are at The Filler. And in Big Sky, In a Landscape, Classical Music in the Wild Outdoor Piano Excursion is at the Warren Miller. In Livingston, it's Open Mic Night at Pine Creek Lodge. And Gary Small and the Coyote Brothers are at Chico Hot Springs through the weekend. In Helena, two new exhibits are at the Holter. Carla Potter, Go Figure, and Sarah Joyce, Am I Dreaming or Is It Dreaming Me? At LNC Brewing, Levi Blom and the full band perform on Friday, and The Waiting brings The Petty to Helena on Saturday. And Clancy's Jefferson County Museum exhibit is Cowboys, Rodeos, Railroads, and Judges. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
So there you go. Stuff to do. There's always something to do in Bozeman. That's why we live here. It's not boring, ever. So, what's happening? Nothing. I gathered up a few new records. I've been busy and shoveling snow the other day like crazy. But now, it's time to relax and listen to some mellow sounds. Thank you.
Something I just cannot be by. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the sound of Jimi Hendrix's amps self-destructing at Winterland, 1968. Manic depression from that great run of shows. I wish I'd have gone, but I didn't. I don't know why. I'd seen him earlier in the year and thought, it's good enough. But no, that was a whole different kettle of fish. Some other noise there. Start off with a Spirit from their crazy 1975 album called Spirit of 76. Here's Verushka, Randy California, Ed Cassidy. Ripping it up. And there is a bass player on that record. You just can't hear him. I don't know what they're thinking in the mix. I put the headphones on to try to figure out what that mix was. And it's crazy. The drums are sort of on one side, at least the snare and stuff. Don't know. I watched Randy California work in the studio once, and he's very clever. Actually, it's right when that record came out in San Francisco, and he was well-versed in studio technology. Just something about that record, lacking bass, has always bugged me. But it's a good one. And in between, you heard Cream from the Live Cream album, doing a fantastic version of NSU. I'm not sure if that's from Winterland or not. They recorded several shows at Winterland in early 68, and then the farewell tour end of 68. And somewhere in between, somewhere thereafter, all the master tapes were lost in a big fire that Atlantic Records had. Shame, all the history just up in smoke. So there's that Farewell Cream tour box set, but those are just from rough mixes that were existing prior to that. They're not fresh mixes, which is a shame, and because there's pretty good performances there too. Just shows you how fragile history is, and not everybody took it quite serious enough. And finishing up with Hendrix, he took it pretty serious. He's still putting out records too. That's great. 3:26. I wanted to get off to a rousing start today. I've been moving since 5 o'clock this morning. I go to bed early now, get my 8 hours of sleep, and wake up at the crack of five and start working on this show and making breakfast and coffee and correspondences and such. And I feel like I like right in the right zone. I had a cappuccino before I left the house, so buzzing. In the old days, the old San Francisco radio days before the late night radio show that we used to do, we'd go down to the Vesuvio's coffee shop, or what was the other one's? There's a guy's name, Mario's, and play pinball and drink coffee. And boy, that'll get you ready for late night radio, 2 to 6 in the morning. Not so tough in the afternoon, 3 to 6. And so here I am. I'm ready to do some more, so I'm just going to stop yakking and tell you this.
All artists have places that inspire them, but growing up in the South, you get a different take on what it means to be hospitable.
I think the South is a place that maintains its surface, its manners, you know. It's a very neurotic culture that's very much consumed with how it appears and how it seems.
From playing the tuba in middle school to being gifted with a guitar at age 21, we talk with Adia Victoria this week on Sound Opinions.
Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Oh, this is where I'm at. I shall continue. was hoping that was a little longer than it is. That's a Amandul from the Wolf City album title track. A curious German hippie band, made a lot of really interesting records and beyond. And that's a good one. That's my favorite one of theirs. Though the couple others before that are pretty snazzy. Sort of a chaotic Jefferson Airplane sounding band. I think they're pretty popular too in Germany and in England. Start off with the Eyes of Blue from, they're from Port Talbot, South Wales. Nice guys too. They were one of the top bands in the region in the 60s. They won the Melody Maker New Band contest and got a record contract and did a couple of singles and did a couple of really great albums with producer Lou Reisner, the guy who did the first few Rod Stewart albums and such. And they even worked with Quincy Jones. They were that good. Two really fantastic singers and such. Good friends too. Phil Ryan on keyboards, a great pal, and Pugwash, the drummer. And I met most all the other ones, except for the bass player. Never met Richie Frances, but swell guys. And I would like to have seen them live. I've seen one live photo of them playing, and they just seemed like they were really exciting. One of those sort of bands. And that's from their first album called Crossroads of Town, covering Graham Bond, Love is the Law. Drifting off there, I'm starting to think about all those people and the fun times we had, drinks we had together and such. Heard the Groundhogs from their album Hogwash, Tony McPhee and company making the big noise. They're another band that sort of a second-tier band, but really popular and made some really good records. And in the recent years, they've been doing a reissue program first of the first three obscure albums and then the more psychedelic guitar ones, which is really nice to have them back around. I see they're popular. You heard you had a lesson from Hogwash and then finish up with Amandul. 3:44. I gotta move on. I'm rambling. I'm not supposed to do that.
On Saturday, January 22nd at 7 p.m., the Bozeman Film Society presents Drive My Car at the Ellen Theater. A haunting road movie, Drive My Car centers on a mysterious disappearance. Tickets are available at bozemanfilmsociety.org. Masks are required. Drive My Car, January 22nd at the Ellen Theater in Bozeman.
Keep them flickering.
You know, when I start organizing my show, I try not to plan too much, but I do try to put some things together. It always ends up revealing stuff. Well, you know, you go to the R section or something, and you find something. I find a record I'd forgotten about or hadn't played for a while. And that's how today was. It was a fun discovery. My records moved last summer. They shifted around, so I don't really quite know where everything is, so it means I have to look through a lot of stuff, and it always turns up some old favorites and some lost favorites. That's not where I wanted to go. Way over here.
Thank you. today, if you can. The hoary lady, sad, sad story, it has me crying.